Hello and welcome to Hockey Te Charcha, a podcast series launched by Hockey India in April 2021 with an intention to bring interesting stories of hockey stars who have carved a niche for themselves representing the glorious past, present and the promising future of the sport. I'm your host Nandini and in today's episode, we have one of the greatest hockey players in the history of the sport. He played a crucial role in India's gold medal feat at the 1964 Tokyo Olympic Games. He was also part of the Indian team that won gold in the Asian Games in 1966. And he was truly part of what can be called as the second golden era of Indian hockey as they dominated the 60s after India had successively won gold in Olympic Games up until the 1960 Olympics, where the campaign ended with a bronze medal for the first time since independence. I'm truly delighted to welcome Gurbakh Singh, who was recently honored by Hockey India with the Lifetime Achievement Award for his incredible contribution to the sport. Sir, thank you so much for joining us on Hockey Te Charcha for the second time.
It's a pleasure for me also. It's a really pleasure here also, and also I find it very comfortable and easy to talk to you. Thank you.
Absolutely, sir. You've been one of my personal favorites. And honestly, when I saw you go up the stage to receive that Hockey India Lifetime Achievement Award, I literally had goosebumps. And I must tell you, I was talking about the award show with some of the other Indian team players, current Indian team players. And many of them said the whole moment was so emotional, even for them. To see you receive the award, and also when you made the speech, it was quite an emotional moment. Can you take me back through those moments? Because I know it was entirely a surprise for you.
In fact, it was a real surprise for me. It's a shocking surprise, I'll say, pleasant one, because I never expected it and I never thought of it when I went there. I went only to attend the award ceremony for 2021 and 22, which was I was offered to by the Hockey India to come there. And I never thought, I never expected that this should be, I'll be honored like this. I really thank Hockey India, the president, the secretary, and the whole Hockey India, and the CEO, everybody, that they thought of me and they gave me this honor. I think it was a pleasant surprise for me. And in fact, if I had known earlier, I would have got my whole family there. But, but I was alone there, and it was a real surprise for me. A very, very pleasant surprise.
Absolutely, and a huge moment for your family as well. I was following all your social media handles on Facebook. We saw your sons putting up a lot of posts, your daughter, and I think it was a whole lot of celebration of sorts, no?
Yeah, it is definitely. I'm 88 today, and to achieve that, and whatever I have been in a very small way, whatever I've been able to do for hockey, I think it has been a pleasure for me, and I've always enjoyed it. I've enjoyed, and till this date, I really enjoy. Even at this age, when I'm asked to come, I went to the Roorkela during the World Cup also. I was invited by Hockey India, and even for this one, for the same reason that I wanted to meet the old and old, my old colleagues, some of them, Harbinder was there, and so many others, whom I have coached later on, and whom I played against, and also the younger lot. I think I really enjoy even today. So nothing in my enthusiasm about being in the hockey crowd, I think, has not lessened at all. And I have enjoyed throughout my life, my 65 years of hockey life, I've enjoyed. And I've enjoyed doing everything. I think I can take pride in doing this, saying this, that I've been a player, a coach, an international hockey umpire, manager, everything I've done in hockey, whatever it was, and the secretary of the Bengal Hockey Association for 18 years. So I've enjoyed everything. And I think this is what has given me a comfortable life, and I have devoted my whole life to hockey. And I think I thank Hockey India for recognizing me like this at the fag end of my life.
Sir, but honestly, I must tell you, you truly define that phrase, which is, age is just a number. I met you in Rourkela. I saw you absolutely enjoy being there, watching the matches, enjoying with the crowd and enjoying with your teammates from 60s, 70s. All the legends were there. It was a great moment for hockey itself. And like you said, you've pretty much donned every role there has to be in developing hockey as a sport in the country.
I have loved it. I have enjoyed it. Fully. You see, that is what I think when I started playing, when I started my hockey career from the school and from the college and university and from the state, I never thought, I never imagined that I'll be able to reach this level, at this level. And I have enjoyed every level and I have enjoyed it. And then I was also in France. So I think I have enjoyed the game and game has given me also the love and affection of the people as well as of the players. I think that is what I have enjoyed the most.
But just, going back to the awards itself, of course, for young players, it's a huge motivation. They are further encouraged to do well for themselves as well as the team. But for someone like you, who's already achieved so many accolades in your career in various roles, not just in international hockey, but you were one of those incredible players on the domestic circuit as well. You had a great following whenever you turned up for Mohan Bagan. You played in Kolkata. You played literally in every city in the country where many people turned up to watch your matches, the domestic matches. So for someone who's already achieved at every level in their career, how much does this award still mean to you?
It means a lot because you are finally recognized by your own parent body. I think that is the ultimate. You see, you may get all the awards in the life. You see, of course, the Olympic gold medal and the Asian gold medal, they are the best whatever an athlete can achieve in their life. But again, at the fag end of your life, when you are recognized by your own fraternity, by your own organization, I think that is the ultimate. I have received a lot of lifetime achievement awards from the West Bengal government, the highest award, Banga Bhushan, also from West Bengal government. Everything is there. But to be recognized by Hockey India, that is a parent body, to recognize that, yes, you have done something for the game and they recognize it. I think that is the ultimate. And I think one should value it a lot. I think that is what brought tears to my eyes also. I almost choked also when I was speaking there. I think it was such a wonderful moment for me to go on the podium and to speak. If I had known earlier, I would have prepared something, but unfortunately, I didn't know. Maybe it was a pleasant shock because everybody told me that we kept it under the wrap and they did not tell me anything. But I think it was a very, very pleasant surprise. And I'll never remember. Thank Hockey India for it.
Absolutely. So I was actually going to ask you that, since this award meant so much for you, is that why you had a few tears? We saw you while getting off the stage and, we saw you, rub your eyes. So I think that moment, a lot of the players, like I was telling you when I spoke to them, and I think that watching you, wipe off your tears, I think that made some of the players also extremely emotional. And I think it was a great, wonderful moment. And
I think every player, what he thought, will remember that moment once he gets this type of award. You see, because you also remember how you achieved it. Right. When I narrated what happened in 64, because we had already lost in 60. On 64, we achieved it again. We won it back. Unfortunately, we lost it again in 68. Which I will also remember all my life. That was also, one cannot forget that we went to the bronze medal. But at the same time, you see, the 64 and 66, that I'll never forget, because twice I played Pakistan and Pakistan, I don't mean Pakistan as a country, but these two countries, our two neighbors, we two neighbors, were the best in the world at that time, 64-68. Yes. You see, none other European country or any other country had won the Olympic gold medal. Are the Asian Games before that. So I think it was important for me and for our whole lot to achieve that 64 Tokyo gold medal and 66 Asian Games gold medal, which was the first India ever got because 1958 we had lost it. 62 also we lost it. And 64 was the first one. 66 was the first one we won. So I think it was very important for me and for our whole lot of players. And I think you again remember when you get these type of awards, you again go back to the life, those moments, how you achieved it and what you achieved and what you could do for the country and for yourself also. And one can never forget. It's being emotional more when you remember that when an Indian flag goes up and when the national anthem is played, and then you remember that what you have been able to achieve. That is the moment you come to your eyes again and again. I think that's very important for a player, for an athlete to achieve.
Absolutely, sir. And what a career it's been, moving with your family during partition, coming and settling in a different city, and then picking up a sport. I was also reading your book, and I think hockey probably wasn't your first choice initially, and then you picked it up, and then how not making it to the army, I think, kind of propelled your career in hockey. So did that flashback moment happen, in those few minutes that you were there receiving the awards, like you're saying, you look back at your entire career, and were you...
The whole life, the whole life comes before your eyes, You remember everything what has happened to your life when you achieve when you get an award like this.
Yeah. And it wouldn't have been easy post-partition to start off in a new place, new city for a young boy.
And that was happening every 2 years. My father was posted earlier in Lucknow. From Lucknow, then they left for Mahu. Mahu, I got a lot of hockey practice because there were a lot of army officers used to come there to the infantry school Mahu. Every 6 months, officers used to change. A lot of hockey I played there. And then also I was studying in Holkar College in Indore. And then also represented the Agra University. And then from there, from Agra University itself, from Mahu itself, I represented the first national, Madhya Bharat. And my coach was the great Roop Singh.
Yes.
You see, Dhyanchand's brother. So that was my first coach. And then, of course, shifting to Calcutta, coming here, and then playing for East Bengal, winning the very first year, playing for the state 1957. Until 73, till I was asked by the Indian Hockey Federation, you cannot play anymore because I was appointed as a selector. Otherwise, probably I would have played 16 long years. I played continuously for Bengal. And I could have played probably 3-4 more years. But then I was asked by the Indian Hockey Federation at that time that you can't play anymore. You are one of the selectors. So I had to stop 1973. So 16 years for here and 1 year for the Madhya Bharat. So I think a long career, but I think I enjoyed every moment of it. And I loved it. Of course, a lot of sacrifices made by my family, my wife. I had a big family. My children were there. So my wife was looking after the children. So we were used to be away for 6 months, 7 months, 8 months away from our city. When I was here, I was working in customs. They would even at that time, there was no special casual leave. So they will sanction special casual leave after 4 months. They will stop your pay. And then the file will go to Delhi, to the finance ministry, and then you will get the pay. So a lot of things that went through. At that time, hockey was not as popular. I will say the sports was not as popular in India as it is today. Today, everything is on the platter. And I think rightly so. But at that time, you had to cater for yourself. You were given jobs, and jobs you were given at that time. Every player, every one of them, including Claudius, myself, we joined. Our starting pay in Calcutta Customs was 220 rupees basic. Total getting emolument of about 350 to 400 rupees. That is how we started in 1957. Of course, it was a lot of money at that time. For 500 rupees was a lot of money. But still, I think today it's important for the players to get all the facilities. At that time, we used to even sleep in the one barrack, army barrack, about a police barrack. The Indian hockey team used to stay in Patiala as well as in Jalandhar. And 20 players in one barrack and our two bathrooms. So I think a lot of difficulties. I'm not complaining. I think those were the days. For cricket also, for football also, for every sport. Today the facilities are there and they richly deserve it. And I think we are on the right path. And we are coming back. We have come back a lot because we had gone down to 10, 12th place. We are now in the first four and four, five. And I think we are in the medal category now. And I hope and pray that we get soon to the gold medal place. I think that's what my wish is. Let's hope so.
Absolutely, sir. I think all of us hope so. But also what I wanted to ask you was, you've built a legacy, of course, for the sport, for hockey in the country. And now, do you feel that, our legacy is now being carried forward with much better performance? You've mentioned that the facilities are much better now. We've won an Olympic bronze medal in the previous Olympic Games. Do you feel that, now the legacy we have, that you have built, is being carried forward in the right manner, in the right path, with great support coming in from various governments as well? Odisha government is there. The central government is putting in a lot of effort. SAI's backing is there. So
yes, can you... true. Very true. The Odisha government is doing, the chief minister is doing a lot. And for the first time, Dilip Tirki has become the president of the Hockey India. I think that's also, so many things have happened. You see, in the meantime, and also the state center is also putting in a lot of effort in all the sports, not only hockey, but all the sports. And also the state government, also a lot of academies have come up. And I'm sure that we are back on the track. And I'm sure that we'll again be the first thing every time. I've been telling that for the last 20, 30 years, that the first target has to be the semi-final, because that is the target one should keep. Gold medal, silver medal, bronze medal, color of the medal is later on. I think the first target has to be the semi-final. And that if we can achieve that, the more we achieve it, the silver, color of the medal will be decided on the day of the match. You see, that also can be decided by your luck, by your effort, by your perseverance, whatever you have been able to do. But the first target has to be the semi-final.
Absolutely. And, I would have loved to spend a little bit more time with you in Rourkela and kind of pick your brains on the sport itself a little bit more. But there was so much going on and I couldn't do that. But now that I have the opportunity, I want to ask you, what did you and your teammates feel when you were there in Rourkela? Did you feel like I wish we were about 50 years younger and we would have played in this kind of an atmosphere in front of such an amazing crowd. Did you feel that?
Yeah, true. It is. It is very, very, you're right when you say that, in the front of such a big crowd and also the different type of hockey. But at the same time, one also has to realize that today's hockey, this AstroTurf hockey or the turf hockey is different from what we have played. There were more of the skill at that time. I've said it time and again. That earlier it was more individual, 70% individual skill and 30% team game. Today it's just the reverse. It is 70% team game and 30% the individual. Because the individual skill cannot take you very far. It is also the tactics, team tactics also, which can take you very far. Earlier it was not so. I think the whole thing and the scenario has changed. Now penalty stroke, penalty corners, your drag flick is long. Decide the matches more conveniently now for the team. They are more concentration on that. But I think it's a different ball game today. But I think we would have enjoyed it. And I'm sure that that time also, because when I remember that more individual players like Dhanraj Pillai, like Mohammad Shahid, Zafar Iqbal, and that later when the Ashokov had just come in, at that time they could also play more skill. But now it is becoming more and more fast and direct hockey, and with the offside not being there, with the obstruction rule not being there, a lot of stick rules being changed. I think it's advantage attackers. Defenders have very little to say in it. I think the defenders are more at a disadvantage now in today's hockey. Earlier it was equal. The defenders and attackers had the equal game to play. But the game has changed. But I think our players are also able to cope up with it. And I'm sure that we'll be performing better and better.
Right. And I also wanted to get your thoughts on the recent work that is being done in to make the domestic circuit stronger Hockey India has announced intrazonal, interzonal tournaments, and now even the nationals are being played on par with international matches, where they're giving away player of the match awards and things like that for these young players participating in the nationals.
I think it's a step in the right direction. I think, and also I think one more thing I would like to have, that is the club hockey should also be revived. The clubs also had a lot of, because ultimately the player comes from the club. Like in Calcutta, we have got about 60, 70 clubs.
Right.
So the club hockey, like these tournaments, like the Gold Cup, the Aga Khan has completely vanished. Now even Sindhya Gold Cup is being played. I saw that tournament being played. Surjit is being played. Baton Cup is there. The club hockey has to be encouraged also, because a lot of players will come from the club hockey and from there to the academies, and then to get the job. And then join the different departments. I think it's a very good stepping. But I think the one thing still left is, which has to be looked after, is the club hockey. I think the initial club hockey should also be revived. I think that will play a long part, big part.
Absolutely, sir. The new president does have a lot of plans in place. In fact, we spoke to him previously in the previous episode of Hockey Te Charcha, where he was expressing his thoughts on making grassroots more stronger. And we were able to ask him also about the club culture and whether he has, what plans he has, you know, to revive this further. And I think they have taken all the state member units on board as well to further strengthen, you know, the domestic circuit, and also see if our Indian team players can go back and represent their state, or, you know, represent.
That's very important. The rivalry between the states was earlier very important, very crucial. At that time, you know, that fervor is no more there. You see, that should be revived. That national championship at that level, that is state championship of that level, if it can come back, I think it will make a lot of difference. And that's the only thing left. And I think I have also heard the president, Dilip Pirki, also to talk about it. And I think he's on the right track. And I'm sure that they'll be able to do that.
Absolutely, sir. You know, every time we do, we record Hockey Te Charcha. Of course, last time we mostly spoke about the Olympics and stuff. But we also have this fun segment called the Rapid Fire, where I ask you some questions and you can't take too long to think, but you need to quickly respond. So just a few questions, starting with who was that one coach you thought was absolutely very strict and you couldn't get away with anything?
I think it was Balkishan Singh.
Okay. Coach, yes.
Yeah, coach, I think. Yeah.
Right. And why do you say so? Is there any moment that you recall where he was extremely strict? And
no, because he was more authoritative. I think it was authoritative. During my time, you're talking about?
Yes.
I think so. Because they were more, others were more docile. You see, because they were more of the, you can say, the administrative type. But Balkishan, because he had played the present hockey, and I had played against him also. We played together against each other. He was playing for Railways, I was playing for Bengal. And then also I worked with him quite a lot. When he was the coach, I was the manager in 1983 Champions Trophy. So we had quite a big interaction. And I think we put on together. And he was more, he invented a lot of new things, like direct hockey and all that. You know, he changed a lot of things in hockey during his time.
According to you, the greatest forward?
See, according to me, the greatest forward of my time or the all time?
Your time and maybe all time as well.
All time I cannot say, because I will only quote one thing which I have quoted earlier also. They said that about the forward, about the, who is the greatest player. Like Balbir was supposed to be talk about J.D. Nagarwala, who was the selection committee member, he was chairman, and also during my time, he was also the IG, Gujarat, and he was also a hockey player. And he said, they were talking about it, they said Balbir was probably the greatest scorer ever. And K.D. Singh Babu was probably the greatest dribbler of the distributor of the ball. But who was the most complete player was probably Dhyan Chand, because he had the dribbling and the distribution and the scoring. So everything.
Right.
So and every player. And after that, you know, there have been a lot. Harbinder was there. Then later on, Dhanraj Pillai was there. And then, of course, so many of them.
Yes.
Ashok was there. So many of them.
Mm.
You see, Mohammad Shahid was there. So many of them came who played with me. Peter was very good during my time when we played together.
Mm.
I think wonderful players, all of them. Balbir Railways was very good as an outside right, as a center forward.
Mm.
Unfortunately, he didn't get much chances, whatever the reason. But I think he was a great player. So many players. I think it's very difficult to pinpoint.
Okay. Maybe the next question, you may not find it too difficult to pinpoint, but who, according to you, had the most female fan following from your time?
Probably Dhanraj Pillai.
But from your time?
My time was, you know, what I saw was probably KD Singh Babu.
Okay.
Before that, yeah.
Fantastic. And one player who was probably the most naughtiest player in the team?
During my time?
Yes, in your time.
Naughtiest was probably Jagjit.
Jagjit, okay.
Jagjit Singh, yeah.
Fabulous. And I was reading somewhere that your favorite pastime used to be fishing.
Yes, little, not much. That was Dhyan Chand mainly.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, Dhyan Chand. He enjoyed it. Yeah, okay. The best pastime for him was fishing.
And what was it for you?
For me, it was badminton or even just playing cards just among ourselves. You know, Lakshman, myself, Harbinder. You see, in Bengal team, we used to have Claudius, Leslie Claudius for myself and, you know, these players. And that was the only thing we used to play when we had spare time. Otherwise, nothing else.
Right. And since, you know, you played a lot of club hockey, which was that one rival team that you absolutely enjoyed playing against?
I think it was Calcutta Hockey was, you know, when playing for Mohun Bagan, it was East Bengal. When playing for East Bengal, it was against Mohun Bagan. And also when I played 10 years for Customs, it was both Mohun Bagan and East Bengal. You see, because those were the best teams and those were the champion teams. So it was like... you can say, compare it with India-Pakistan match nowadays.
Right.
You see, whether cricket or hockey or football. You see, it was more like that.
Right.
You see, so it was always rivalry between the two teams. And you always enjoyed that. And rivalry was there and also you enjoyed it the most.
Right.
And the crowd was also full.
Right.
You always got the full house. Sorry.
Fantastic. And one captain you absolutely loved playing under. A captain that you really enjoyed playing under?
I will say overall, Leslie Claudius, I think. I think he was easygoing, but also he would speak to you. Because, and also for me, it was easier in the sense that he would, in our club hockey, he would play center half, I will play right fullback. And in the Bengal team, he will play right half, I will play right fullback. So we were close proximity, we will play. And we could talk to each other, and then he will talk to you in the whole match, and he enjoyed it. He never got angry, and he enjoyed the game. And I think I enjoyed most with him. Playing 10 years of my hockey with him, I think it was enjoyable. And rest of the time, most of the time, I captain, you know, wherever I was.
Yes.
So I don't know how people enjoyed with me. They must have been, I was not so soft, I was also harsh sometimes, but I think Claudius was nice.
Fantastic. I know that 64 Olympics was probably the greatest moment for you in your career, but is there another greatest moment that, you know, we are probably not aware of?
I think 66 Asian Games, because that was also a great moment for us, for all of us, because India had never won the Asian Games earlier. Mm-hmm. And to be Asia champion and to be world champion, World Cup hadn't started. So we were Asian champion and the world champion, Olympic champion and world champion. So those were the two events to be. And I think that ours is the only team, Indian team, which about 8-9 players have this Olympic and Asian game gold medal. No other team has got that.
Right, yes.
From 1948 onwards, of course, it came from 58, the Asian game. But no other team has got this because the 64 teams, about 8 players who again represented there in 66 Asian Games, these two gold medals are the only players who have got the fortunate enough to have the gold medal, Asian and Olympic gold medal.
Fantastic. And so just to wrap things up, you know, we can't let you go without a word of advice for the Indian teams, both men and women. They will be playing the Asian Games this year, which is high stakes. The qualification for Paris Olympics will be at stake. So just your advice.
I think the most important for every player or every team is not to play under pressure. If you start thinking of the Asian Games qualification, Asian Games championship, and then you go, yes, where every player, when you got on the ground, you see, you play with intensity, everything. But, you know, to play under pressure, that brings extra pressure on you that you have to qualify. Think of every match, match by match, that you have to play this match this way and you have to win this. I think that is the best way to be successful in every sport, whether football or hockey. I think that's very important. Because if you're thinking long that you have to win the championship from the first match, I think you are under pressure and then you don't perform so well. Okay. I think it's very, very important for players to understand that. And I think they'll be able to qualify for the Olympics by winning the Asian Games. I think both the women and the men. And Asian Games, the women also, they're doing very well. And I'm proud that during our time, we have been able to see that the women performing so well. Earlier, it was just they were going there and just coming back. You see, we were as if we were going there to play the tournament. But I think now we can hope for every tournament, wherever they go, for a medal for us. And I think women are also doing very well.
Wonderful, sir. That's absolutely encouraging. And thank you so very much once again for joining us on Hockey Te Charcha. Many congratulations on the Lifetime Achievement Award. And
thank you.
Wish you very good health and hope to see you soon again in one of the big hockey events that will be held.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot for giving me this opportunity to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.